It's unforgivable and unjustifiable at this time of deep financial uncertainty, when many of our schools are crumbling like our roads, with thousands of families without a roof over their heads. We're told the coffers are dry. Meanwhile, £3 billion overspend has been squandered across major capital projects within a five-year period. Of course, we recognise the impact of a recent increase in costs. Anyone who's had any work done anywhere knows that. But this isn't just a recent phenomenon. We've seen a decade of lack of delivery, of broken promises. Look at Casement Park, the Children's Hospital, an all-island rail network, the remediation of my boy, and the silence from leadership is deafening. Report after report from the PAC, from the Audit Office, have been clear. We have a systemic failure here in how major projects are procured, funded and delivered, although it would appear that that clarity has been lost on leadership parties. Recommendations to crack down on duplication, tackle excessive bureaucracy, improve oversight mechanisms and the overall efficiency of capital project management have gone ignored. An infrastructure commission isn't just a nice little extra, it's a necessity. Other jurisdictions have seen the merit in such a provision and have seen the benefits of it as well. So why hasn't our executive? And don't just take my word for it. The most recent Audit Office follow-up report revealed that only one of the executive's seven flagship projects announced a decade ago has been fully completed. Other statistics in the report are astonishing, but this is about so much more than number crunching. It represents a systemic failure to change the status quo. The absence of any oversight of projects is leading to fragmented accountability and allows those in power to pass the buck. And we feel that's exactly what today's amendment attempts to do. The establishment of an infrastructure commission is the vehicle for delivering on promises. Promises of access to housing and healthcare, decent buildings in which our children can be educated, and greater alignment with climate goals. It was SDLP Minister Nicola Mallon who first moved this conversation from aspiration to action in 2020 with the Ministerial Advisory Panel, beginning the steps towards a commission that could anchor infrastructure delivery in evidence, expertise and long-term vision, rather than one that worked two election cycles. The executive agreed to move this forward. Members may recall some fanfare around it. And of course, we had the collapse in 2022. But it's frustrating that since we got back here, despite my numerous questions in the Assembly, or written questions, and I'm not the only one, the response from the Executive Office has remained largely the same for the past 15 months. The report on the SIB review is being considered, and a way forward will be a matter for the Executive in due course. The irony of delays in deciding to even set up an oversight body meant to address delays won't be lost on anyone. Decade-long delays and eye-watering overspend have become accepted as the norm. We heard huge furore around £150,000 spend on signage for Grand Central Station, Irish language signage, a debate that dragged on for weeks, but there wasn't as much as a whisper or whimper about the fact that the project itself ran £45 million over the projected £295 million cost. This commission isn't the magic bullet, but it's a start, one that will provide independent expert advice, long-term planning, and ensure that every penny spent will deliver for people. It must be established alongside planning reform in order to create a more efficient, coordinated approach to building the infrastructure that supports sustainable growth, regional balance and future prosperity. We need leadership that plans not just for the next election, but for the next generation.